Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In the school lounge area, Frankie, Zig, and Esme cuddle atop beanbags.
You were freaking out.
No, you were freaking out.
Tiny spots them.
Okay, well, they're called horror movies for a reason. I was horrified.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's a minivan outside calling her name.
Your turn to take the kids to soccer?
Tonight's gonna be amazing. I thought we could go get the food before lunch ends.
Zig shakes his head.
What's tonight?
Yeah, what's tonight, Zig?
Oh, so you didn't tell your girlfriends about our camping trip?
No, he didn't.
The girls sit up and stare at Zig.
We're going camping this weekend.
Like an unofficial grad trip. It's a friend's thing.
Who's we?
Maya.
Of course.
Grace and Jonah?
They're a couple.
But we were all friends first.
You're saying we're not friends?
Tiny raises a brow.
I just didn't think camping was your thing.
Fine, if you don't want me to come.
Of course I do.
And wouldn't it be so much better if we were there?
Tiny mouths no to Zig.
You guys make everything more fun, but...
Then it's settled. I hope there's room in the minivan for two more.
Tiny's face falls. Frankie frowns as Esme cheerfully kisses her cheek. Tiny forces a smile. Photos and videos of a diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag fire. Written by Courtney Jane Walker, directed by Stefan Grogren. Now in the science classroom.
I thought this was a friend's thing.
It was until Esme was Esme. But it'll be nice to do something together before school ends.
Yeah, now that track's over, I can actually have some free time. Or when I'm not studying for exams or staring at my phone waiting to hear from scouts.
Oh, they'll call. So, is that a yes?
Well, I'll have to ask my parents first.
Can't wait.
They exit class. With a kiss, Tiny leaves. Lola locks arms with Shay.
What can you wait for?
He invited me to go on his grad camping trip this weekend.
And you said yes, I had no idea you were ready.
I feel like I'm missing something.
You, Tiny... Alone? In a tent?
Why are we alone? I thought everyone would be sharing tents.
Oh, Shay. Sweet young Shay.
We're the same age.
This isn't family camping. This is grown-up camping with grown-up activities.
Lola nods encouragingly, but Shay shrugs her brow. Lola bites her lip.
What? Sex? No.
Don't you want to?
Yes, maybe. I don't know.
Well, school's almost over and he's graduating.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I get it. Whatever. It's not like my parents are gonna let me go anyway.
Well... If you tell them that all you'll be doing is playing tennis.
Elsewhere, Maya bobbles a pen in front of her mouth as she sits with a notebook on her lap and listens to a song on her headphones. Grace and Jonah pull them off her ears.
Maya!
Whoa, what's wrong?
I'm just really stressed about getting these songs done.
Who wants to play for Craig Manning?
Yeah, they have to be awesome if we want to make that spot in his tour, and so far they're all just blah.
Okay, well, maybe this will help you find your way.
I can't come. I have to write.
But this is our last chance for fun before exams.
Yeah, which I also have to ace. SoColor won't like it if I tank my finals.
But didn't your therapist say that downtime is important?
Therapy card, nice.
Also, we need a buffer.
Yeah.
Esme's coming.
Grace nods. Maya rolls her eyes.
I don't know.
This is exhausting. Just agree already.
Yeah, you'll come back full of ideas.
Fine, but you guys have to help me with this pre-course on the way up.
Okay.
Later, in Frankie's room.
So I splurged and got us a treat.
Esme pulls matching bikini tops from a shopping bag and shows her.
Come on, try it on.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna go.
Why not?
Because we weren't really invited.
Right. Because Zig's friends hate me.
That's not true.
Why else would they exclude me? They want us to break up. They'd love for him to get back together with Maya.
You're being paranoid.
They've all been friends forever. There's so much history. It'd be better if you were there.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
Fine.
Frankie gets a text from Lola. It says, Shay needs us. Meet at the cantina.
Okay, I need to go. Please don't be mad at me.
You're throwing me to the wolves.
Frankie opens her mouth to speak, but doesn't.
What?
Have you ever tried just being their friend? I mean, I'm just saying, you're kind of selective about who you let in.
She grabs Esme's shoulder.
You're awesome.
Just let them see that. Make your own history.
She smiles sweetly at Esme, who grabs the shopping bag and brushes past.
Where are you going?
Home to pack.
Later, on an outdoor patio at the cantina.
Hey, Mom. How's your day?
Shay's on a call.
Yeah, mine was good.
Did she even ask about camping yet?
I'm on my way home now.
Need anything for dessert?
I think she's chickening out.
Wait, what do you mean getting ready for camping? How did you know? You talked to Tiny? Yeah, no, I know he's a very responsible young man, but okay, wait. So I can go.
Frankie and Lola sit across from her at a table.
But Tiny and I mean, probably be sleeping in the same tent.
Lola covers her eyes.
Alone, just the two of us.
She looks at Frankie incredulously.
So just to be clear, you're letting me go camping overnight with my boyfriend. Okay, then. Love you, too.
You're going camping!
We're going camping.
Oh, even better.
No. I just pulled Esme. I can't go. We're in trouble in Poly Paradise. There's a surprise.
You have to come. You're the only one of us who can drive.
Well, didn't Tiny rent a van?
There's not enough room for all of us. And besides, I need you guys there.
Hey, do you really want to take advice from a girl in a weird three-way?
Says the girl who won't even tell us who she lost her virginity to.
Fine. It's Miles. Happy?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Bar. Okay, so besides putting you guys between us in the tent, what do I do?
Well, you can always talk to Tiny, and if you're ready, you'll know.
Fine. But I still need a drive.
Ugh, fine. You owe me so hard.
Road trip!
A woke up show!
Shay grins, then nervously presses her lips together. Now at a clearing in the woods, Tiny arranges items inside a tent, then climbs out. Zig rigs a neighboring tent. Tiny playfully shoves him to the dirt. Zig hops up and gives chase as Jonah zips up a third tent. A little later, Esme stokes a fire around which Jonah, Grace, Zig, Maya, and Tiny sit in camp chairs.
Okay, I still can't believe you thought that gun was real.
You guys were so scary, and I hadn't seen you in like a year. I thought you'd change.
And had I?
No, you just gone and cut the sleeves off all of your shirts.
Next time you guys are pulling a prank, you should let me know. I've got an excellent poker face.
The others grin politely. Tiny twiddles his thumbs.
Fire's ready.
That looks great, babe.
Thanks. Watched like a million videos online. Looks like the log cabin technique was the way to go.
All right, so what's for dessert?
Oh, that was on me. Hold on.
Esme retrieves a plate of food from a case.
Brownies with a little something extra.
So you mean they're weed brownies, or?
Thought we could make some history.
Thanks, but I'll pass.
Yeah, me too.
She offers the plate to Tiny.
Come on, I know you like to party.
Nah, Shay will be here soon. I don't want to be all messed up for my girl.
Esme's smile fades, and she takes a seat beside Zig.
Looks like it's just you and me.
I'm just gonna get sleepy.
Ugh, dessertless? This is a tragedy.
No, don't despair.
Maya ducks into a fourth tent.
I never go into the woods without the ability to make s'mores.
Hero?
I didn't bring sticks.
I'm on it.
Noting the excitement on Zig's face, Esme gets up.
Where are you going?
I think I'm getting a headache. I'm just gonna go lie down.
All right, cool.
When she reaches Zig's tent, she looks back at the others a moment before unzipping and heading inside. Later, Maya plays her guitar.
Song is crap, just like everything I've written today.
Whoa, go easy on yourselves.
This is so stressful. What if I never write a good song again?
A car pulls up.
Hey, they're here.
Frankie gets out the driver's side. Tiny greets Shay, who exits Woo-hoo! Shotgun.
I'm so glad you're here. You can put your stuff in my tent.
Frankie sees the brownies.
Oh, good. I'm starving.
She takes a bite.
Those are weed brownies.
What?
Yeah.
She spits it into a cup.
Hey, do you want to put your stuff in my, I guess our tent?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Drums. Maybe we should eat those brownies so everyone can calm down.
Hopeful. Where is Esme anyway?
Tent.
Esme nervously stands inside the tent. A shadow approaches from outside and unzips the door.
You finally come to your senses.
Frankie climbs in.
Oh, it's just you.
Thought you'd be happy to see me.
They hug.
What's wrong? I tried with his friends, and they still rejected me. Doesn't matter, they'll always hate me.
I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
I need Zig to understand what he'd lose if we broke up. Which is why it's great that you're here. Do you have your bikini? Put it on. We can go swimming.
Esme strips.
Not that we'd have them on for long. Who can say no to skinny dipping with two girls?
Maybe we can just go hang out with everyone else.
They don't want me. But you do, and Zig will. We just need to find the perfect spot. Come on.
Maybe...
Frankie picks up Esme's bikini top.
You want to put on a top?
Esme looks down self-consciously. Meanwhile...
I give up. I haven't written anything good since last exit. What if I've lost it?
Well, you're not going to be able to write anything when you're this stressed.
Yeah, you just got to try and relax. It'll be better for you and the music.
Maya clocks the brownies.
Think those would help with that?
Step away from the edibles.
You're the one that told me you wanted me to relax.
Maybe try meditation before mind-altering substances.
Maya glares.
Shall we?
Yeah, we need to get more wood.
Grace and Jonah clear out. Maya's left alone sitting at a picnic table. Contemplatively, she eyes the plate of brownies. She walks over to them. The only others around are Zig and Lola, who roast marshmallows by the fire. Checking they're not watching, Maya peels off plastic wrap that covers the edibles. She picks one up and takes a bite. After a few chews, she shoves the rest of the brownie in her mouth and grabs a second one. Later, the sun sets beyond a lake. Frankie and Esme traipse through the woods.
We've been walking forever. Shouldn't we head back? It's getting kind of dark.
We haven't found a place to swim.
So? Everything's fine.
No, it's not! How do you not see that?
Okay, stop for a second. Are you okay? You're just acting really weird.
It's weird that I don't want my boyfriend to abandon me.
That's not gonna happen.
You don't know that!
Which is why you're in that bikini. He can't say no to a threesome.
Okay, hold on. I'm not doing that.
Then what's the point of you even being here? So that's all I am then? I'm just some pet to keep Zig's attention on you?
I made you.
What?
You were just some pathetic girl moping over a dumb boyfriend, and I made you awesome.
Now you won't even do one little thing for me?
I wouldn't call that little.
You're just like everyone else. I give you everything and you turn on me. Find your own way back.
Eyes welled with tears, Esme trudges off, leaving Frankie alone in the dark woods. Back at the campsite, the others sit around the fire.
Should probably check on Esme.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bet we won't be seeing him again tonight.
Maya exits her tent.
Guys, I wrote the best song ever. And in record time, too. That's what I should call it, record time, because it's also, like, record time. You get it?
No, not at all.
Listen. Wait.
Wearing a headlamp, she bends over her guitar. Tiny touches his temple. Jonah scratches his head.
Expands within my mind. I am one with all womankind.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Keep going.
Yes, please. Keep going.
Shay and Lola share a smirk. Maya notices.
Why'd you just look at her?
The teens gaze at each other awkwardly.
It's really hot.
Maya fans herself.
Is anyone else really hot? I sit down.
She sits on a bench beside Lola, then turns to her.
Am I twirling?
Maya bolts upright again.
Whoa. Am I twirling?
Are you okay?
Yeah. I think I just ate too many brownies.
Brownies? Plural?
Okay, dude. You should probably go lie down.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going.
She stumbles back into the tent.
Okay, she'll probably just sleep it off.
I'm going to bed. These mosquitoes are the worst.
Yeah, us too.
Jonah cocks his head at Grace.
What? The mosquitoes are
okay,
bad.
Did you bring a tent? You could sleep with me and Tiny.
I'm going in the car. You think a piece of nylon is going to save me from a bear eating my face off?
Oh, there are no bears. But coyotes, on the other hand.
Okay, good night.
Lola scuttles off to the car.
The coyote population isn't that big, if that makes you feel any better.
Shay smiles at Tiny. He holds her hand.
You want to go to bed too?
But it's so nice out.
Hi.
She swats.
Nice. Come on. Tent's bug free.
Tiny rises, guiding Shay behind him. Inside, she crawls past a glowing lantern toward a pillow. Tiny climbs in beside her and takes off his shirt. She scratches her forearm through the sleeve of a pink hoodie she wears, then zips it up and climbs into a sleeping bag.
Okay. Good night.
She lies down.
Don't you think we should talk first?
About what?
What you're not telling me.
She sits up again.
My friends think this is grown-up camping.
Tiny puts on a gray t-shirt.
Grown-up activities?
The thought did cross my mind, but obviously only if you want to.
I just don't know how to tell if I'm ready.
You can always talk to me, you know.
Can you cut off my arm, please?
Let me see.
Shay unzips the hoodie, pulling her itchy arm through the sleeve. Under the hoodie, she wears a mango-colored tank top. Tiny examines her forearm.
Always come prepared.
He retrieves a bottle of liquid from his things and shakes it. Shay stares at him lovingly as he attends to her, smiling as he gently dabs her arm with a piece of cotton.
My friends think I need to give myself a chance to know if I'm ready. To know if I'm ready.
I'm confused.
I guess I was just scared of how I'd feel when I was actually here with you.
So? How do you feel?
Shay grins.
Ready.
The couple gaze into one another's eyes for a moment, then Shay leans in, planting her lips to his. Meanwhile, Zig walks around the campsite.
Esme!
Something catches his attention. It's Maya, sitting alone on the picnic table. He goes to her.
You okay?
I don't want to be high anymore.
You ate Esme's brownies.
Mm-hmm. He sits beside her.
Wow, I can't believe her sometimes.
I just thought if I ate this bread, that it would go away, but it won't go away.
Okay, come on. Maybe you should go to bed.
No, I went to bed. I tried that. It didn't work. And I still have to write a song. Oh, my God. I have to write a song. How am I going to do that, Zig? I just keep screwing up forever, always.
She starts to fall over.
Okay, all right. I'll help you. Okay?
He sits her upright.
Wow.
We'll write a song together. Okay, let's just get you to your tent first, okay?
Zig grabs her guitar and a water bottle.
I'm gonna write a song about water.
If you want, yeah. Come on.
He takes her by the hand and she follows. Okay. Later, inside Maya's tent. She looks up from her guitar at Zig. A tear streams down his cheek.
It's not that good.
He dries his face with his hand.
What?
He fixes his eyes on her, then removes her headlamp.
What?
Maya. You scared me.
No, I'm fine.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I feel this wall of pressure coming at me like a tidal wave.
So what's more important, your health or...
My dream.
When we found you on the roof, it felt like the world was gonna end. I almost lost you. I don't know what I'd do if it happened for you.
Esme stands just outside, facing Maya's tent. She turns away, eyes glistening as the amber glow of the fire flickers against her skin. She staggers away. Her eyes dart, and her hands grab at her head with fingers curled like talons. She looks back at the tent.
I can't breathe! Help! Help! I can't breathe!
Esme clutches her neck. Zig bolts from the tent.
Esme?
Esme drops to the ground. Others rush to her.
What's going on?
She's allergic to bees. She must have gotten stung.
Oh, God.
Shay and Tiny's makeout session is interrupted as Zig unzips their tent.
Dude, what the hell?
We need help. Esme got stung.
Come on.
They join the others.
Just put chamomile lotion on it.
No, she's allergic and you know science. Just come on.
But bees don't come out at night.
Your EpiPen's in here.
If it's really anaphylaxis, she should lie still on her back.
Zig grabs an epinephrine injector from Jonah.
Wait, what do I do?
Just give it to me.
Esme takes it from him and smacks it to her thigh. Crouched around Esme, panicked looks wash over the teens.
I think I'm gonna be okay.
No, we still have to take you to the hospital.
What? Why?
The adrenaline shot's just to buy us time. The symptoms could come back.
That's really not necessary.
Shay grabs for the EpiPen.
Give it to me. I don't want anyone to prick themselves.
She wrests it from Esme and examines it.
She didn't even inject herself. You're supposed to take off the blue cap. It's still loaded.
You faked all this?
Guiltily, Esme stares at the ground while the others rise. Frankie trudges out of the woods.
I thought I was gonna die!
She storms toward Esme.
Why would you leave me in the woods?
Wait. What's going on?
I'm going for a walk.
Please, I can explain!
The next morning, Shay wakes beside Tiny in their tent. A smile washes over her, and her hand touches one of her long braids. She gazes over at Tiny, who sleeps with his hand behind his head. His eyes pinch tightly as he rouses from sleep. He sees her and grins.
Hey, good morning. Sorry we got interrupted last night.
Nothing like a fake medical emergency to spoil the mood.
Guess we should help with breakfast.
We could do that. Or...
She rolls to her side and kisses him.
Seriously? Frankie's a terrible cook. She'll bring the bacon.
With a smile, Shay kisses him again. Zig opens his tent from the outside. He enters still in his clothes from the night before. Inside, Esme sits in pale mint-colored sweats and a matching hoodie. Zig zips the door closed.
Where have you been all night?
Walking. Thinking.
About last night, I can explain.
Stop.
I really was having trouble breathing.
Stop lying to me.
You were alone with Maya.
Because she was in trouble. I was helping her.
She put herself in trouble so you would leave me.
That is some messed up thinking, Esme. You know, I've spent my entire year wrapped up in your insanity.
Please don't do this. Let's just forget about everything and get back to what we're good at.
I'm trying to have an actual conversation with you. Not everything is about sex, Esme.
She looks up at him, disbelievingly shaking her head.
I'm sorry, but I'm done.
Please, we can figure this out.
No, we can't. I think you should see if you can ride home with Frankie.
Zig leaves. Esme holds her head in her hands as she weeps. Outside, others pack up.
Okay, next time, no sparklers. You guys almost burnt my beautiful hair off.
There were sparklers? You were passed out by then. How are you feeling?
Totally fried.
Okay, well, for the record, I did say those brownies were a bad idea, so.
It wasn't all bad. I think I figured some stuff out.
Do you know what your hit song's gonna be about?
No, but I realized I gotta go easier on myself, make my health a priority. The songs will come when they come.
What about your audition?
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Well, at least the brownies helped you realize all that.
Send the brownies.
Maya smiles at Zig, who loads a van with Tiny. Maya's guitar case falls.
Oh. Whoa, dude, careful.
Sorry.
Maya grabs some more gear, grinning happily. Zig brings her the guitar case.
Hey, you want to take this before Tiny breaks it?
Yeah.
He hands it to her, and they stand a moment, studying each other. Zig squeezes her shoulder.
Glad you're feeling better.
With a grin, he goes back to the van. Maya stares after him, immobilized. She takes a deep breath. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2017 DHX Degrassi Productions XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.